Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
11, this is Houston. As a result of our venting through the waste management drain, why we've concluded that your O2 flow rate sensor is in fact malfunctioning. I mentioned when you talked us through the cyclic water accumulator dump that even though it was moving up and indicating a higher flow rate, it didn't seem to be indicating a flow rate that's high enough. And based on that and the flow that we're getting right now, we've concluded that the transducer is malfunctioning. We'd like to continue the O2 flow for about another hour, shutting it off at about 31 hours GET to get the O2 concentration in the vehicles up to where it'll be acceptable for a limb checkout. Over.
Okay, does it look to you like it just has a bias on it?
Roger, 11, it does seem to be a bias. Looks like it has a fairly high threshold before it starts indicating. ECOM seems to think, though, that for high flow rate purposes, it'll still give you a relative indication during the mission. Over.
Okay, we understand. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 30 hours into the mission. Apollo 11's distance from Earth is 105,853 nautical miles. Velocity 4,233 feet per second. Neil Armstrong conducted a conversation with Capcom Bruce McCandless on the O2 flow rate transducer.